And welcome to Rainy Podcast number 32.
I want to say something, but my mind is shot.
I was totally waiting for you to say something. You had the look on your face like you had something exciting to say.
All I could think of is, everything's okay.
Because we're on vacation. Last podcast before vacation, or do we have one more?
No, we have one more.
Okay, so podcast 33 will be our last pre-vacation, and then 34 will be our first post-vacation. And that will be an important chapter of our life. That'll be like a landmark, and all of our stories will be before the cruise, after the cruise. That's how the rest of our lives are going to be divided up.
By the way, I'm Ben.
Oh, and I'm Joey. And all week, or all day, I've been like really excited, thinking there's a reason I'm excited for the podcast, and it's very landmarky. Oh, I remember. Because I had a pivotal moment in influentialness in the world of technology today.
You did. In the world of Reddit, too.
In the world of Reddit, more specifically, the world of Twitch. So what do you know about the Twitch story?
Just what you've told me so far is that...
For the celebration.
Oh, right.
It's been a long time since we did that.
Oh, well.
We clearly have lost our talent, because it wasn't nearly as satisfying as usual.
But alas. I know that Twitch put up a content ID system.
Right, similar to YouTube's.
Similar to YouTube's, but it only works...
Audio Magician, or Audio Magic, or something along the lines of that.
But yeah, it only works...
No offense to the gays.
No offense to the gays. But it only works on recorded videos, right? It doesn't work
correct.
On the live streams?
Correct, it's only on the what they call the video on demand videos, which are videos that stay up after, you know, on Twitch it's a streaming site, which most people know. When you finish a stream, it'll automatically save it to your account for until you like run out of space, mm-hmm. essentially, and I don't know how much the space is for everybody, but what they're doing is they run the content ID system on that, and they search for copywritten music, and if they find it, they'll block off 30-minute chunks of time that music was contained in. So what happens is they will scan 30-second blocks. If it finds any music in that 30-second block, I'm sorry, 30-minute block, then it'll mute that 30 minutes of the video.
That's...
Even if it's only like a song for like 10 seconds, Total Biscuit brought up a really good point. If you're streaming and your phone rings for 10 seconds, now the entire 30 minutes of your video around that point in time is now muted.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. And the other problem is that a lot of like in-game music is also getting muted.
Flagged.
Dota 2 got muted. The official Dota 2 stream, hosted by Valve, the creators of Dota,
yeah.
who give explicit permission to use all their shit anyway, got muted.
How did they feel about that?
I don't think they officially came out and said it. The community was pissed, and Emmett, who is the creator of Twitch, was planning to do an AMA in our Twitch today in response to the recent changes of their policies and such. And I thought that was a really bad idea to do it in our Twitch, because our Twitch on Reddit is modded by the admins from the Twitch website.
Which means they could just control everything.
Right. Now, and to give them the benefit of the doubt, none of the content I saw seemed like it was being censored by them. But my thought was, you want to remove that doubt that they could potentially be censoring what people are saying. Mm-hmm. And so I created a thread with a push and a good case as to why they should move the AMA from our Twitch to our IAMA, which is the official Ask Me Anything thread. By the way, an AMA is an Ask Me Anything, if we didn't cover that.
Thunder.
Yeah, thunder, because it's raining outside. So I got last night something like 700 upvotes, because I posted it yesterday. And then this morning Twitch came out and said, we will not be moving the AMA. It will continue to stay in our Twitch, but to remove any doubt, we will post the moderation log so you could keep track of any what you feel was unfair moderation. But that didn't make Twitch happy. I'm sorry, to make our Twitch happy, which is where I posted the thread. Mm-hmm. Then I got up to, last I checked, I was at like 1,800 upvotes, I think.
Holy shit.
Which, by the way, is like 5 times higher than the next highest post in our Twitch in the entire history of our Twitch.
Nice.
So I currently hold the most successful post in our Twitch. And then finally, though, they did agree that they were going to instead host it in our IAMA, which is where they had it. And Emmett answered a lot of questions. I have to give him props, because obviously this is a very shitty thing and nobody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he kind of stood up for himself at least a little bit, even if his answers weren't, you know, good or what people wanted to hear. He wasn't just hiding. So I give him props for that, because a lot of people were saying, oh, well, this is just a train wreck of an AMA anyway, it's stupid. And he even called him out and said, well, what do you want me to do, just sit there and not say anything and hide? And so, you know what? Good on him for at least trying to explain it, even if the explanations weren't super great. He put forth the effort to...
And that's all you can really ask for, though, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, of course, a lot of the problem was the fact that, you know, 10 seconds of audio can block out an entire 30-minute chunk.
Yeah.
Which is really shitty.
That's fucking
And he's
stupid.
Saying that they are working to shrink that down, but everybody's argument is, well, if you're going to do that, you need to do that first before you do it. Before you implement this. The feature. Yeah. And there was a couple other features people weren't happy with. For example, they're actually getting rid of the videos on demand altogether. And instead it's going to be replaced with the highlight videos.
Okay.
But, and that's going to happen in 3 weeks. But as of now, the highlight videos are supposed to be limited to 2 hours. But that's a real problem for speedrunners. Any speedrunners that have a clip that lasts more than 2 hours, right. Now they're fucked. Because, you know, speedrunning, you need the entire run to be recorded for it to count.
But how many games? Well, I mean, the Final Fantasy games are longer than...
Yeah, nobody cares about the Final Fantasy speedruns. Those don't count as speedruns.
But the world record for the Halo speedrun is like an hour and 40 minutes or something.
Right, that's different, but some games are longer.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but that was something that was brought to Emmett's attention, and he said, you know, now they're going to reconsider and they're going to look to remove that time limit. But the whole logic behind it didn't make sense to begin with. They said, well, not a lot of videos went over 2 hours, so we felt it was reasonable to cut the limit off at 2 hours. Well, if a lot of videos didn't go over the 2-hour limit, why even bother setting a limit? Why not just keep it where it was? Wouldn't that make more sense? So, that was stupid, but I guess they're going to address that change. Anyway, yeah, Twitch just made lots of fuck-ups, and nobody was happy with it, and he got lots of downvotes on his AMA, but...
But at least he said something and didn't just bullshit his way through it, so... I give him a thumbs up. I give him an upvote.
Thumbs up, but, you know, don't be stupid and fix your website, damn it. But now everybody's moving over to...
Hitbox.
Hitbox.tv.
That's right. But my thing is, on Twitch, no one really watches... I don't ever watch saved videos.
No, but that's not the point. The point is that they're testing this. And why do you think they're testing this? They say they're not going to put it on live video, but let's be realistic here.
Now, if they did that, I'd...
That's what I'm saying. That's why people are pissed off. You always have to be pissed off in preparation for them going to the next level.
That makes
sense. Especially considering this was just kind of unannounced, it was shittily implemented, and also all the false positives, or false negatives. It would be a false positive. Like
a false negative would be a positive.
Right. Like a false positive for the copyrighted music check. Like, copyrighted music, it is check, that would be a false positive. And there were quite a handful of those, which was a problem. And one, it even managed to... I think it was a Dota one. I could be wrong. I managed to confuse a crowd of people for copywritten music. So it's not even looking specifically for music. It's looking for things that kind of might sound like a song that might exist. Since they
now that's really shitty.
They confused a crowd of people with a song.
Now, was that video from the International?
I want to say it was, but don't quote me on that. I could be wrong.
Because that would be really fucking stupid.
Well, the International videos are the ones that were getting... like, muted.
Yeah.
Not to mention, Twitch's own videos were getting muted. And everybody's just like, this is so fucking stupid. It's the same failure that was YouTube's content ID system, but now it's...
Shittier.
Shittier, and also implemented on Twitch. And it's just, like, all-around shittiness.
So, Google bought Twitch.
No, actually, somebody brought up a really good point today. All the changes they made, such as getting rid of videos on demand, shortening the length of the videos that were there, are all things that Google isn't into. If Google had actually bought them out, they would have a shit ton of money now and nearly unlimited amount of servers to hold up all their shit.
Mm-hmm.
So why, if they were bought out by Google, would they be cutting down on things like amount of recorded video and length of video? None of that makes sense.
Neither does content ID systems.
No, it doesn't. But why would that make sense if they were just bought by Google?
Who fucking cares?
I'm just trying to prove a point here. You're not involved
point.
In the
fuck
conversation,
your point, Joey.
You're not involved in the conversation.
I'm involved.
You're mentally absent. You are not on vacation yet.
13 weeks of summer camp will do that to you.
All right, we need you to focus, get your energy in, focus, and you're not focusing.
I need drugs or something.
I have drugs. Actually, which brings me...
Do you have alpha brain?
Smooth segue. I do, actually. But smooth segue time. I had root canals yesterday. I had two.
Fun. Yeah. How'd that feel?
Wasn't that bad. It was kind of freaky for the first, like, 5 minutes, because there's something about taking a drill and, well, drilling out the inside of your tooth that is... very unnerving, especially as you hear it through your skull.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, wait, what do you think drilling in your tooth sounds like?
Like a jackhammer.
No, wait,
well,
that's not
jackhammer. Really. But like, something
like
of the sort.
Grinding metal on something?
Yeah.
Now imagine that inside your head. And imagine picturing your tooth being slowly grinded away from the inside.
I'd just be thinking, yeah. I'm turning into Wolverine. Fuck
no,
yeah.
No, I wish. That would have been so much cooler. Now I just can't chew with my molars.
Oh, good.
But, and then they took, like, what was like a normal drill bit, it felt like, as it went into my teeth, and it just, like, drilled all the way into the bottom. And then you know how, like, when you drill into wood, it, like, gets stuck and you kind of have to, like, spin it again to get it out?
Oh, God.
Like, I could feel that on the inside of my mouth. Like, it didn't hurt because my mouth was pretty numb, but you still kind of, you had that feeling and that sensation, and it was...
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah. It's kind of terrifying, you know. And then at some point, I don't know what happened, because I had my headphones in as I was listening to the Rooster Teeth podcast.
While getting a root canal.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to focus on something other than the fact that there was somebody drilling holes in my mouth.
They let you do that? They let you wear headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at some point, something popped in my mouth. Don't know what it was. Don't want to know. Didn't ask. And then I heard them kind of casually freaking out. Didn't really think about it. Didn't want to know what was going on.
So what'd they do?
Then they like took out the parts that were in my mouth, and then they got a new one, and then they like put it in, and I was like, not like parts on my mouth. I mean the tools they had in my mouth holding my mouth open. And like replaced it with additional new tools, and I was just like, what the fuck just happened? And then everything's fine, and my mouth doesn't really hurt that bad, so, except when I'm chewing, but everybody was like, oh, your mouth's gonna hurt so bad, it doesn't really hurt, so.
Well, you and I have particularly high pain tolerances.
Yeah, but I still feel like there'd be, like, a little pain, even if I was just, like, okay with it, but there's, like, nothing. It just feels like my mouth.
We have to understand, though, that the rest of the people we hang out with are pretty much little bitches.
Dark man.
Dark?
Yeah.
No, I'm just calling people out on their shit.
But
like
another
I
thing,
do.
Though, is that when I was younger, I always remember pretty much having an immunity to pills. Because I had surgery on my mouth. I've had lots of mouthing. I had a total of 13 teeth pulled.
Did you say lots of mouthing?
Mouth surgery. I might have said lots of mouthing. I meant to say lots of mouth surgery. But anyway.
Joey's had lots of mouthing, people.
Yeah, yes, I guess.
Imagine what that is. Wink, wink.
Use your imagination. Anyway. So I had a total of 13 teeth pulled. I had that, whatever that muscle is at the top of your lip there, you know, how it, like it's like in front of your teeth, behind your lip, and like you can hit it with your finger, if that makes sense.
Your gums?
No, like a little flappy thing right there.
Oh, your smiley thing.
Sure. Anyway, I had that cut, cause mine, I guess, was too big. So they had to downsize it. Oh, there's that rain again. You shut the fuck up.
Apparently
enough from the peanut gallery.
I don't even hear.
What, the peanut gallery?
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about her chuckling. No, I'm not even worried about it being picked up on the podcast. I'm just giving her shit for making comments from the peanut gallery about being too big and cutting it down. Shut the fuck up.
I had that problem, but it wasn't in my mouth.
Oh, she's retarded.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, enough of that nonsense. And anyway, when I had that surgery done, they gave me Vicodin, which did shit for me. I was able to take two 500 milligram pills, and it might as well have been sugar pills. This time, I got Vicodin again for this surgery, which, by the way, is, like, really cheap. It was $12 without insurance for 12 pills. I would have expected it to be, like, $100-something.
Yeah.
And that was without insurance.
Did you get generic?
No.
Hmm.
Don't know. And then with insurance, it was, like, $5. Anyway, that's totally not the important part of the story. But this morning, I took two 375 milligram pills, and I actually felt something. I mean, I think two 375 milligram pills of Vicodin is supposed to still, like, be terrible and put you to sleep, but I was fine. I was still working. But I actually felt something, so that was like a change in my lifestyle.
Oh.
I wasn't immune to pills completely.
Good.
But my mom was telling me that like if she took that, like she'd be out for a day. Like she'd be in a coma.
Sweet.
So
look at you, Jerry Paris.
My immune system's dying or
Joey
something.
Joey the pill guy over here.
Or maybe properly processing medicine though or something.
Maybe.
Who knows? Maybe it was a liver failure at some point in time. My liver was too good. It just like skipped over shit or something. I know what I'm talking about.
Right, sure you do. Dr. Paris?
Professor Paris.
Medical doctor?
So how's
Professor
your week,
Paris?
Then? Let's talk more about you, because you haven't done any talking this podcast.
My week has been
fantastic. Okay, it's been okay.
Monday was my birthday.
Yes, it was.
I worked for 13 hours on my birthday, dealt with 6 5-year-olds and a bunch of other people.
Sounds like fun.
What?
Sounds like fun. We went to Chili's.
We did go to Chili's.
We had mediocre guacamole.
Yep. Well, I thought it was all right. It's good for, like, restaurant guacamole. Restaurant?
Yes.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. Mm.
Restaurant guacamole.
Not that.
It's better than what they used to have. I remember Chili's guac sucking balls.
I didn't even know they had guacamole before.
It was terrible. It was fucking god-awful. It had, like, all sorts of shit that didn't belong in guacamole in it.
Such as?
I don't know. Grapes, almonds, fucking cat hair. I don't know. I just remember it being terrible. I remember there being things that aren't normally in guacamole in there. I think like they had red peppers, not like jalapenos or anything, but like actual red bell pepper in their guacamole. And
yeah,
it just,
I don't think
it was going
guacamole. Yeah, they had jalapenos, which were actually surprisingly spicy jalapenos.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, jalapenos aren't that spicy. Those were pretty solid jalapenos.
Yeah. Jalapenos. Good work on there. Good work on that, Chili's.
Yeah.
But the night before, we went out to The Lodge, which is a bar down here in Soho.
Yeah, we talked about your plans to do that last
podcast. Now, normally, I enjoy going to bars. Bars are quiet. Bars are sit-down.
The Lodge does not count as a bar. It's much more like a nightclub.
The Lodge is like the shittiest fucking place known to man if you're into being in a quiet surrounding.
Yeah.
There was like 200 people in this tiny
fucking
place.
I told you they
were
having a big event there.
They really weren't. It was just another normal Sunday night.
What, did they have a DJ?
They always have a DJ.
Oh. Well, yeah. So like the big event. They just happen to always have big events.
Yeah, it was for my birthday or something. But yeah. There were like 35,000 fucking people at the bar. And we're at the way back of it. And this guy at the front turns around, spots me and goes, "You, sir, you have an awesome beard. Come to the front." So my beard got me into the front of the line, which is...
Congratulations.
It was unfortunate because I wasn't drinking.
Oh, you weren't?
Not initially. But once I got there, I felt obligated to get a drink.
Once you got to the front of the bar.
I mean, if I'm skipping 50 people to get a drink.
You might as well get a drink.
I might as well get a drink. So I got a Jack and Coke. And then my friend Nick, who has been on the podcast.
Yeah, we know who Nick is.
We know who Nick is. Was at the other end of the bar, saw me at the bar, like stands up on his chair and goes, "That's my friend. Get him fucked up. It's his birthday."
Oh.
So smooth. The bartender looks at me and she goes, "Oh, it's your birthday." And she's cute. And I was like, "Yeah, it's my birthday." She goes, "Oh, I have something for you." Turns around, goes under the bar, gets a bottle of Rumpelmann's. And if you don't know what Rumpelmann's is, it's like the strongest mint alcohol you can get.
It's oddly specific.
It's like drinking alcoholic peppermint.
Okay.
And it's 100 proof, which means 50% alcohol by volume.
Wow. Math.
Burns.
Well, I would imagine burned. Peppermint itself burns, so yeah. Add peppermint with alcohol, it probably burns a lot.
I mean, it was a good shot. I mean, my breath was minty fresh for the rest
that's
of
good.
The fucking
that's
night.
That's important for your birthday night, if you know what I mean. Wink.
Yeah. None
Can
of
we
that
get a wink
happened.
Sound effect? We should get a wink.
We should
sound
get
effect.
A wink sound effect. But no, none of that happened. I had a pretty unfortunate birthday. So, but I mean, it went a lot better than last year. I got
That's
it.
Good. What happened? Oh, well, no. What happened last year?
Last year, my girlfriend forgot about my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could imagine that would be a really shitty birthday.
Well, now she's my ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Not for that reason.
But it was a cumulative
probably had to do
thing.
That. A bit. Yeah. But back to the positive side. I did get a bacon bolt, and I tried it out last night.
I was saving that for an awesome life. How did you not think to make that an awesome life?
I fucked it up.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go buy more.
I use thick-cut bacon, which shrinks up a lot more than the...
Wait a second. It's reusable?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like the bacon was already prepackaged in the shape of a bowl. Oh, never mind. Yeah, we can still do an awesome life.
Yeah, fuck yeah. But I mean, the bowl itself held together, even though it shrank up and didn't really resemble a bowl. And the bowls are also kind of small.
Gotcha.
But I mean, you can cook an egg in one.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Like a bacon and egg bowl.
Well, exactly.
You
that's,
eat it.
How else would
you
eat
can
it?
Put macaroni and cheese in your bacon bowl.
Ew.
No, dude, that's delicious. They have macaroni and bacon potato chips, and they are the best things.
Well, macaroni and bacon's different than macaroni, eggs, and bacon.
No. I never said eggs. Just
oh,
macaroni.
Okay. I'm picturing it with eggs. I'm like, that sounds fucking disgusting. Okay, that's
actually
better.
Eggs make everything better. I like eggs.
I don't like eggs as much as I used to. I used to like eggs a lot. I don't like eggs that much anymore. I like bacon. Bacon's still great.
Bacon's amazing.
Bacon's fantastic.
I also, the owner of where I work, the owner of the gym, she bought me League of Legends points.
She did.
So I promptly went home, played one more round of League, just enough, and it was perfect because I went in with 4,700 IP, mm-hmm. and I came out with like 1,825 or something, like, or 4,825, and I was like, yes! So I went, I bought Graves. And then I immediately got my Jailbreak Grave skin, and I've been wrecking face with him ever since.
That's awesome. Congratulations,
I think
sir.
I'm ready to start playing on Normals with him.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Dude, Normals is easier than Intermediate Bots.
Is it?
Yes, I'm convinced.
Well, we'll try it later. I don't know
because
what I'm doing tonight, but... Good.
in normals, people aren't as fucking retarded, because in intermediate, you get a lot of new players, a lot of, like, level 1 through 10s like us, but they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right, right.
And they still don't know what the fuck they're doing. So they'll go into intermediate thinking, oh, no, it'll be okay, I can make my way through it. No, you get fucking wrecked.
There is a hell of a jump in difficulty between beginner and intermediate. It's a very...
If it gives you any clue, now there's starter.
Right.
There's a starter difficulty, then beginner, then intermediate.
If I remember right, you had to do like 3 starter games before you could move on to beginner.
I was already doing intermediate before that was even implemented.
Hmm.
So, fun. But, and then it goes from intermediate to Doom. There's no hard, just Doom.
An intermediate might as well be hard.
Yeah.
But Doom, and what's Doom?
Doombots are fucking terrifying.
I totally fucked that up, but that's okay.
Doom. Twitch Doom content ideas. But no, Doombots are fucking terrifying. It's like, imagine your ultimate, multiply it 3 times in size and power, and that's what a Doombot does.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
Why would anybody play Doombots?
Annie's Tibbers is like twice as big as it normally is and hits 3 times harder.
Are your ultimates also upgraded?
Nope. Regular ultimates.
That's fucking stupid.
So you got to get first blood to get ahead.
Is there a game mode that you have super ultimates? Because they should totally make that if there's not.
That's been requested since Doombots came out, is if you can fight, you know, Doombots with Doombot kind of power.
Or even Doombots versus not Doombots. Or everybody Doombots, like PvP with Doombots or Doombot level skills.
My favorite thing is the 5-1v1.
5-1v1?
It's basically 5v5, but with only one character, and you can do it with Pantheon. So
everybody's the same character.
Everyone plays as Pantheon.
That's fucking amazing.
It's confusing, because you see everyone with the same character, and it's only confusing when people don't use different skins.
Right, which you have to pay for, though.
Right.
So
a lot of people just stick with the classic skin, and it's so confusing, because like, you're attacking, or trying to attack someone, and realize it's your fucking teammate, and you're like, shit.
Wow, that sounds annoying. But also totally awesome all at the same time.
Yep. So, I have Jailbreak Graves. Speaking of which, I ordered the first few parts of my cosplay.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
Graves. I ordered the contacts and the hairspray.
Okay.
Which is, it's going to dye my hair. I'm going to put a layer of white and then put the silver over top.
Okay. Yeah, I've bought now, I bought the Spider-Man fabric.
Mm-hmm.
I have bought the mask and the eyes.
And the design.
And well, the design too, but that kind of goes with the fabric, so I was counting that in that. Cool. And I also bought the markers to color in the web.
Cool. So
pretty fucking excited. It's going
to
be awesome.
You're almost done. All you got to do is send it off to Trophy Wave.
Yeah, and then I have to buy the shoes too. And originally they have like normal shoe designs for like walking is how it was originally designed, but okay. I'm looking for ones that you can tumble in, but that I can also put the inside or the top of the shoe on the inside and the bottom of the shoe on the outside. So
you'd have to like cut the bottom of the shoe.
Well, because that's what the shoe is really good for, is that the shape of it just works really well for fitting in the Spider-Man foot.
So are you trying to get like infinities?
Well, infinities are white. I'd need something black.
No limits have black.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've got to shop around for stuff. And it also has to be able that I can like cut it off without fucking it up so that I can put the sole on the bottom of the shoe. And
good luck.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a difficult challenge.
So yeah, cosplay. Which cosplay means ShadowCon is coming up.
It is, and we booked our hotel room already.
We've done that.
We will be staying Saturday and Sunday night if you want to come out and visit us.
Please come out and visit us. We're lonely.
Oh, and then talking about
especially
being famous.
Especially if you're a gorgeous girl between the ages of 20 and 25.
Yeah, or if you're a gorgeous girl between, I'm 19, so 17's okay, preferably 18. Up to like 22's all right.
So 20 to 25?
Yeah, you know, like 18 to 22. So 18 to 25, come out and visit us.
Sure.
Anyway, but we were invited to be on another podcast.
We were.
Which is exciting news, which we may or may not be recording tomorrow, at least our test podcast.
I'm going to do my bestest to get someone to cover my shift tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's not super important. It's more like a meet and greet of the other podcasters, but...
So we're going to be doing a giant podcast with a bunch of other people?
It's going to be a total of 4 people, including us.
So you, me, and 2 other guys.
Right. And there might be a 5th person. Don't know. We'll see.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, it's going to be a party.
Are we all going to get naked?
Sure.
Well, wait.
How could we have a party and not get naked?
Are the other people going to be here?
No. They're one is in Pittsburgh and one is in New York.
So, all right, you're gonna have to quickly explain this to me because I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just know I have to show up.
Yeah, it's an over the internet podcast.
So we're going like through Skype or something, or
yeah.
Oh.
Or we might do Hangouts, depending.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we all have the fancy microphones, so it'll actually work out really well.
Do they also have fancy microphones?
They also have fancy microphones. Good. So we will not have to worry about shitty audio quality.
And Joey, go over how we were selected for this.
Because we have experience. 32 episodes of experience, to be precise.
That's more than half a
year's
worth.
That's nearly 60 hours of podcast listening, roughly, approximately, more or less.
Less.
A bit less, but that's okay. So that gives us experience more than anybody else had.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, look at us being veterans in the podcasting industry.
Now, how does this like translate into like stuff you could put on a resume? It doesn't.
Sure, it does. Over 60 hours? No, because it's 60 hours of recording plus another 60. That's over 100 hours of producing high quality podcast material. You just got to know how to spin it right to put on a resume. That's it.
Could be a producer.
yeah, podcast producer, internet mastermind.
I'm trying to think of something clever, but I swear my brain is freaking
director
destroyed.
Of moon-based operations.
Yeah,
but you can't say that in your podcast.
Space dolphin trainer.
Yeah, no, that's my title. Why did I say moon-based? Yeah, space dolphin trainer. That's me. I've had several years now of space dolphin training.
You have.
I'm an expert at it.
I forget what I was.
There's no such thing as space dolphins.
Yes, there are. They're narwhals.
Space dolphins. Narwhals are space dolphins.
Space.
Okay. Yeah, well, they have lightsabers.
Yeah.
For their horns. That's how space narwhals work.
Exactly.
Now.
But not later.
Segwaying.
Segways would be nice at conventions.
Yeah, segways would be really nice at conventions. We went to Comic-Con. Did we mention that last podcast?
No, because we just went.
Right. That was after it. What did we do? I was just telling my mom a story about Comic-Con today.
We didn't do anything too exciting.
No, we didn't. It was much less exciting than Metrocon.
Yeah, even though there was more people.
Yeah, Comic-Con or Metrocon was a much better put together convention than Comic-Con.
Oh, let's go over that, about the program and how the days and the times and shit were set up.
Oh, yeah, God, that was fucking terrible.
That was god-awful. It's like, all right, I need to find what time this starts, so we start looking through it, and it's like the time slots jump around as you look down the list.
Right, well,
of
let's start. Okay, so Metrocon had a nice, like, it was a single sheet of paper, and it was a table. It wasn't very pretty. It was actually rather ugly, but it very clearly laid out, you know, all the rooms. Like on the top, you had room 1 all the way up through 20 or however many rooms there were,
or 25.
And then on the left side, it had the times, and just as you went down the time, it said, "All right, this is in this room at this time," and so on and so forth. Worked great. Well, the stupid Comic-Con, it was like a book, and it was page by page, and it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and unless you were on the first page of that day, you had no idea which day of the week you were looking at, so you kind of memorized where it was.
Or
and then
back a couple
they just
pages.
Had like the title, which usually had nothing to do with what it was actually going on. It was
right.
Some like play on words that if you really thought about it, it kind of related to the topic at hand, but it wasn't.
Like there was something called Smoke and Mirrors, and it was about robotics, not magic.
It was actually pretty cool, but like what the fuck is Smoke and Mirrors? Like, how are we supposed to figure what that was?
That was terrible.
Yeah. And then, like, at the end of the line is where the time was. So you couldn't just, like, look down the line for the times. You had to, like, move your eyes around a lot, which is really fucking difficult.
Yeah, I know, because I would look for something, and, like, I'd just see where one time was and look down, and I'd see another time, and I thought, okay, it starts then. But no, that's when it ended.
Right. It was just all sorts of awful and terribleness, and it was, like, strewn out over 8 pages. So trying to figure out what you wanted to see
and
where it was.
And the website sucks.
Yeah, and the website was useless, and it was just overall a disappointing experience. And the way they had, like, you could only go in through these doors and only out through these doors, it was just really dumb.
Yeah.
Did not work well.
So what me and Joey have decided is we're going to put together our own convention.
And we're going to do a much better job because Comic-Con sucked.
Comic-Con was bad.
Yeah, Comic-Con was bad.
And they should feel bad.
But they did have a couple of good panels. They had a cosplay panel that was actually really
pretty
enjoyable.
Helpful, yeah.
It was helpful, and they were just, like, entertaining to listen to. They weren't
really terrible to listen to at all.
Dull.
They had personality, which is good.
They did.
We also listened to a entertainment law panel, which basically told us everything we already know.
Yes, they did. And
I was really hoping for something.
It was completed with a boy genius.
Yeah. So they were going over blanket licenses for when you're using music and things, which, I mean, if one of these side project goes, we're probably going to have to get that for like intro music and stuff.
Yeah, and what a blanket license is it's a license that allows for like a large selection of songs. It's not like all songs, but it's a large chunk of songs that you can then use and you paid for that licensing fee, so you don't have to pay additional money.
So this little boy in the beginning, and
well, because the lawyer guy asked, you know, what do you guys do? And like some people were like podcast, comics, yada,
illustrator,
yada.
Artist, designer,
and this douche nozzle of a kid.
Douche nozzle. He's I feel, like seven.
It doesn't matter. He was a douche nozzle. And he raises his hand. He goes, what about geniuses? It was more like nasally. He's like, what about geniuses? And it was like, oh, God. And then the smart-ass lawyer says, oh, well, we have a special seat up here for geniuses. He was totally joking. Douche nozzle kid gets up, goes and stands on the stage, and the whole fucking show or like presentation, he's like tapping on the mic going like, and was like, and so you just hear it over the speakers, and you're trying to listen to this guy, and you're like, oh my God.
You know he was having a fucking hard time restraining.
Please fucking stop. He's like, you could see it in the lawyer's face. He's just like, why the fuck did I invite him up here? This was such a bad idea.
Yeah.
So that was annoying, and it ruined it. But anyway, now go ahead and tell the story.
It didn't ruin it, because the lawyer got fucking good at it. And the kid wanted to say something. He's like, one of the questions was, what if you can't get a blanket license, or how do you get one? And the kid spouted out, he's like, well, if you can't get a blanket license...
And then he was just kind of like lost for words, because he kept trying to like interject and sound intelligent, but he was just being dumb.
And the lawyer like leaned over and whispered something in his ear, and the kid nodded, and he goes, if you can't get a blanket license, you should get a pillow license.
And it just completely went over that genius's head, just like...
Oh, God. But everyone was on the fucking floor.
Was lying or lying?
We're laughing our asses off.
Laughing our asses off. It was fantastic. That was pretty good. And then that same annoying kid was in the robot convention, and like he kept like jumping up in front of the stage, like interrupting other people's questions to ask questions. It's like, it's other people's turn. Shut the fuck up.
And his cosplay made no sense. He was like a stormtrooper or Jedi something.
He was a Jedi Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
7-year-olds.
I know. God, we're really ragging on that 7-year-old. But he was so annoying, and his parents were just sitting there like, yeah,
they were like
son.
Egging him on.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was
like
annoying.
How do you encourage stupid?
Like, if he's not stupid, he's a genius, Ben.
If those were my parents, they would have beat the shit out of me if I was that kid.
Right, and it wasn't even the fact that he said like the genius thing and stuff like that, but it was like he like went up on stage, and then he's like interrupting the presentation, like playing with the mic and tapping on the mic and moving the mic. That was the part that was really frustrating.
I feel bad for the lawyer guy.
Yeah. He was just trying to be funny and nice, and then it screwed him over in the end. But that's okay.
Thank God I had this Mountain Dew. I'm starting to wake up now.
Good. I'm glad. Because that first like 15 minutes of the podcast, I was struggling.
It's been a rough week. Now I'm just like kind of calm, and I just focus on the vacation. The vacation's what's bringing me out of my
angry
rage.
Fit of rage.
Yes.
Yeah, it is now August 7th.
7th.
And we're leaving on the 22nd, which puts us 15 days away from right now. 15 days.
That's not 15.
That's 15.
That is 15.
That is 15.
That's 15 days. It's 15. A week and Good a day.
Math. A week and a day. That is correct. That is how many days 15 days is.
So I am leaving. We're leaving on a Friday then.
We are leaving on a Friday, and we get back on a Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine by me. Any amount of time away from everyone is going to make my life so much better.
Away from everything. It's fantastic.
Everyone, everything. I'm going to leave my phone in Tampa.
I should probably bring it with you. Plus pictures if you want to take pictures.
Yeah, you're right. But you have a camera. You have like a nice camera.
Yeah, but I don't want to like have to carry that around places.
Joey, you wore a fucking Hawaiian shirt on the last cruise you went to. You can carry a camera around.
Yeah, but that shit's fucking expensive and hard to carry around. And it was not a Hawaiian shirt. It was
a fucking Hawaiian shirt.
It was not Hawaiian. There were no palm trees on it.
There was some
shit
on it.
It was a salmon-colored button-up with wooden buttons. It was touristy looking, but it was not a Hawaiian shirt.
Now,
fuck you.
Now, when I listened to that song, on YouTube, I listened to or watched a show called Good Mythical Morning, which is hosted by Rhett and Link. And they also make music videos, and they recently made one called I'm on Vacation. And I listened to that, and it described us perfectly in my eyes.
I didn't think it was that great of a song.
Well, there's one part when they said that they left their fashion sense at home, and all I could think about was Joey and everything he packed on this fucking cruise. I'm like, oh my God, you're such a fucking tourist right now.
I was a good-looking tourist, damn it.
Well, you are sexy, but...
That's damn right I am. Fuck you.
But in those clothes, man...
I was looking great in those clothes.
Sperry's. Who the fuck wears Sperry's?
People on fucking cruise ships wear Sperry's. You know what Sperry's are called? Boat shoes. To wear on a boat. And guess what I was on?
a boat.
Exactly.
But you know what normal people wear on a boat? Fucking flip-flops.
You want to know what I wore 90% of the time
flip-flops.
On the boat? Flip-flops.
Because they were more fucking comfortable. Damn than those right ugly they were. Ass those, Sperry's. Those you should fucking, probably return those.
Those fucking... I can't. My blood's all over them now. Because those fucking Sperry's dug into the fucking heel, like, so fucking deep, I could have fit a cookie in it. I don't know why I thought of a cookie. But that's what it could have fit in, because it was a oh deep God, fucking hole. Damn. Fucking Sperry's.
You should... you should try to return them with the blood on them and be like, and you owe me for Band-Aids.
those were fucking painful to wear.
Oh my God.
Flip-flops is where it's at.
See, no one ever cut their foot on a fucking flip-flop.
That's not true. I actually have cut the part of my toe. Like,
oh, the inside of your toe?
Yeah, I cut that.
Well, that's because you got like shitty fucking $2 Old Navy flip-flops.
No, it was a long time ago. I don't know what they were. They could have been something else.
They could have been something? Walmart brand flip-flops?
Yeah, maybe. I don't fucking know.
Segwaying into something completely unrelated, but related Segway. All at the same time. You know what I hate? I hate when people make animals wear clothes.
Yeah, me too. It looks fucking stupid.
Terrible. Like, you can't put your dog in a fucking jacket. Your dog doesn't appreciate that shit.
Your dog that's doesn't need to wear a jacket.
That's why they're rolling around on the ground and trying to bite their own fucking neck off.
Because they're not supposed to wear clothes because they're covered in fur, which is like permanent clothes that you wear all the time. Like monkeys, they're just like people, but they don't wear clothes because they have fur.
I have fur. Can I not wear clothes?
They wear sweaters all the time.
Fucking monkeys wear sweaters.
Curious George.
Curious George was not a real monkey.
Curious George is a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Fucking monkeys.
Fifi is a chihuahua and she gets cold very easily. She loves sweaters.
She's a long-haired chihuahua. How the fuck does she get cold?
Because her hair is thin.
She's also a very ugly dog.
She looks like...
She loves sweaters. She has
sweaters. I was going to say like sphincter, but that's...
That's a butthole.
That's... No, it's a muscle.
It's a butt muscle. The inside of your butt muscle, right?
Splinter. Looks like splinter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it also looks like a sphincter. A very hairy sphincter.
How did she get a haircut today?
Still looks like a hairy sphincter.
It's been a while since I've had Mountain Dew. That's a lie. I had Mountain Dew like 2 days ago.
Did you know?
I did. On Monday.
I considered buying gummy bears, but I figured we have two bags in under your car
seat. Oh, we do.
Still there.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, they're probably melted.
I don't know. The whole reason we put them under the seat is because they don't melt. But of course, my car's been out in the sun for a really long time, so that might not be true.
Well,
but it helps.
Probably go check.
Fun fact, everybody, if you put shit under the seat in your car, it stays cool way longer. One time I went to SeaWorld, put a bag of M&Ms under the seat of my car. And none of it melted after I came back from SeaWorld. It was very impressive.
You know what's impressive?
What?
I was just asking if you knew if there's anything else that was impressive.
Yeah, it probably worked with gummy bears, too.
My beard is pretty fucking impressive. Thank you, Peanut
Enough
Gallery.
From the fucking Peanut Gallery.
You said I could be on a podcast.
Not this podcast.
Well, I move on Sunday.
You don't have a microphone. You can have one when we come back and we have proper podcast recording area.
Oh, speaking of proper podcast recording area, we almost finished all of our soundboards, our soundproofing panels.
Yeah, we got one of them done. And
completely, and it works.
And it works. It's great. Now we just need to buy the fabric for the other three.
Which is like $15.
Which is like
And if we go
total.
This Saturday, it's going to be like...
It's a deal. That's
$7.
Right. That's what we have to do Saturday.
That's right.
I remember now. And then we're going to finish those up, then we're going to empty out the basement, and then we're going to hang them on the wall, then we're going to put some desks down there, and some computers, and some Xboxes, and some TVs.
And snort cocaine off a hooker's ass.
And snort cocaine off of a hooker's ass, and put nice pictures of naked ladies on the wall.
That's a lie. Oh!
But you can figure out which parts of those are lies.
Birthday present!
Cocaine on a hooker's butt?
No! Size baby mama, Jordan, who's a very nice person and always gets me the best gifts. She got me the greatest Valentine's Day present I've ever gotten in my entire life.
It was pretty great.
Jerry was there for that one.
I was.
But she, a few months ago, I found a picture on Facebook that I really liked, and it was Mario standing in at the bottom middle of this picture with Bowser holding Peach off a ledge and Donkey Kong holding another person off a ledge, and I forget who it is.
It was the princess from the Mario game, the original Mario games, or the original Donkey Kong games.
The original Donkey Kong games. And in the middle, it says choices. And I shared the picture and I said, I need this as a poster, and just completely forgot about it. Turns out Jordan went and made it a poster.
That's fucking awesome.
So now that's hanging in my room, and I'm going to put that in the office.
That's a good idea. I like that idea.
I'm not excited.
The basement office.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to figure out what side's mine and what side's yours. I haven't decided yet.
It's okay. We'll just put shit in there.
Yeah. I had a reason to do one versus another, but I don't remember what it was.
So when we do versus style games?
Yeah. Against each other.
Yeah.
That's all we have now.
We haven't seen Austin in a while.
We haven't. I've been talking to him a lot on Facebook, yeah, like just in comments, not on like messages, just general comments about shenanigans.
Well, you two are pretty fucking smart, and I'm just
we are pretty on the same level of technology. It's pretty great.
It's good.
Yeah,
you found someone just as nerdy as you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
See, I'm nerdy on like the non-intelligent levels.
I'm the non-intelligent nerdy person. That's who I am. I don't know words.
I can tell you how your body works in relation to tumbling. I can tell you how to fix a car.
See, that's smart. I know nothing about cars.
But
couldn't even tell you the difference between an engine and an exhaust pipe. That's a lie. I totally know the difference between those two.
But can you tell me the difference between rotary diesel and combustion?
One takes diesel fuel and one takes regular ethanol.
No, you don't put ethanol in a combustion engine. It'll fucking eat away the fuel lines.
And what the fuck what is that gas called?
Gas. Gasoline.
I don't know. Isn't that ethanol?
No. That's grain alcohol. Ethanol is like Everclear. Like you can run an E80. There's an E85 car, which are E85 cars, which have special fuel lines designed to carry grain alcohol as opposed to gasoline.
So wait, instead of putting gasoline in my car, I put perfectly consumable alcohol in my car?
Not perfectly consumable, but like a bottle of Everclear could probably get your car to run. So you could probably get a bottle of Everclear to run your E85 car, but I wouldn't put it in your normal car because your car isn't suited for E85.
Right. Well, I'm saying like an E85, I could put alcohol in my car.
If push came to shove, you could shove a bottle of Everclear in your
car. That reminds me of that movie Gamer where that guy got really drunk
and threw it all up into the car. Yep.
And then started.
Same principle.
Okay.
But the difference between diesel gas and regular combustion gas is that in a diesel engine, there's no spark plug. There's no spark to ignite the gas, and it's only ignited under high pressure. So the piston pushes the gas into such a tight quarters that it combusts automatically and pushes the piston back.
Right.
Down.
I saw a picture of that on Reddit. It was a GIF, and it showed how that worked.
Now, rotaries work by fucking magic.
By magic.
I don't work on rotaries, so I can't speak much about them.
I thought rotaries were pretty normal engines.
For like an RX-7, which is the only car that I know that uses them, and an RX-8, maybe.
Okay. Makes sense.
But no other production vehicle that I know of uses rotary except Mazda.
Okay, I totally understand how those work. I don't know how I could explain it, but I could draw you nice pictures that would explain it.
There's three Doritos that go around in a circle and a spark ignites and it pushes the Doritos around.
What?
that's how it was explained to me once upon a time.
Okay, that's an interesting explanation. I guess I will accept that.
Or there's two pucks, because most rotaries are two rotors.
Oh, all the like demonstrations I've seen are six, but
six rotors?
Like a six piston rotary.
There's no pistons in a rotary.
Well, whatever the fuck those
things
are. No. Where they go in a circle. I'll show you a picture later.
Okie dokie.
Maybe I'm calling it the wrong thing, but
maybe you're thinking of the wrong kind of engine.
That's entirely possible. I would not rule that one out. So anyway, now we've covered cars.
Yeah.
So I'm more of a first for this podcast.
Yay.
I really want a fucking Tesla. Really bad.
I have decided that I either want a Lotus Evora or a Lotus Exige S.
Which is essentially the same body as a Tesla Roadster.
Yes. They look the kind of similar.
Well, they're made by... I'm pretty sure the body of the Tesla Roadster is made by
Lotus. And Lotus makes their own body, but uses a Toyota engine.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
So really, apparently all Lotus makes is bodies.
Bodies, yes. But they make the most aerodynamic and lightweight bodies.
Might be true. Might be true.
Because the Lotus Exige S is only 1,100 kilograms.
That's tiny.
That's very tiny.
Although it's funny because the Tesla Roadster is actually really heavy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, because of that battery.
Yeah. I was about to say.
They're crazy heavy. Especially with, the Tesla Model S is really heavy too. And the coolest part though is that it's like really bottom heavy. So it's like nearly impossible.
You can corner really fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's nearly impossible to flip a Tesla because all the weight is literally in the bottom of the car.
But apparently they do split in half if you hit something at high speed.
But that's kind of by design.
Yeah.
So
a lot of like the high-end cars we figured out did that, like Mercedes and Porsche.
Yeah, Lamborghinis I know do that too. I want to say there was something about the Porsche Ferrari that what's-his-face was in.
Paul Walker?
Like it didn't happen or it did happen? I don't remember.
It didn't. It didn't
and it
split.
It was supposed to. I don't know.
It was supposed to.
And apparently you turned off traction control too, which was a big thing.
I think that was removed because it was a race car.
That could have been it, yeah. But anyway, and traction control in those luxury cars is like stupid good.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's like...
Even on a Lexus, the traction control is stupid. Like, I can't drift a freaking Lexus because of the traction control.
Yeah, which is...
turn it on.
Right. But apparently on those... My boss would tell me that he was one time driving a little bit dumber than he should. He drives a Porsche. And it was raining. I think he said it was raining. And he was taking a turn, like an off-ramp, and he didn't realize how sharp it was. And he felt his car start to slide, and he's like, shit, this might be it. I'm going to die. And the car, like, corrected and adjusted for him, and it, like, completely reseated him. And
this
it was like,
might be it.
And, like, he immediately, like, felt the car take control and felt miraculously safer.
I hope that's not making any noise.
Nah,
as I shift.
Nah, it shouldn't be too bad. Good.
I was just shifting myself over to a more comfortable position as I lounge.
As you lounge. See, I'm in this chair, so I don't get lounging privileges, sir.
Would you like to switch chairs for a podcast?
Yeah. All right. Maybe next for the next podcast, we'll switch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Does that mean I get to be in spot number one?
Oh, there's a chance that next podcast we might be downstairs anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true. And we have a couch down there. You can lounge on that couch.
We do. We can both lounge on that couch, and we can casually just look sideways at each other.
Romantically.
Yeah, while we hold hands.
And feed each other grapes.
Oh, yes.
I like where this is going. Man, I don't like where this is going.
Eat crepes and record a podcast?
So this Saturday, Into the Storm comes out.
Oh, is that? Did I tell? I don't think I've said that on the podcast. For whatever reason, and it hasn't really happened since I told you guys that, but every time I had even like close to what I would consider a nightmare, and not that, like it wasn't even a nightmare, but anytime something like dramatic happened, every time it was the fucking scene from the movie with the tornadoes from Into the Storm. Every time. Like one time, it was like right after we booked our cruise ship, I had a dream that the cruise ship was flipping over, and guess what's outside the fucking cruise ship?
A fucking tornado.
But it's not just like one tornado, it's like six tornadoes. And it's a scene from the previews for Into the Storm, and like every time I had a nightmare for like 2 or 3 weeks, it was that scene. Just in a different situation. Like I'm at the mall, and there's zombies! Tornadoes!
So are you ready to go see it Saturday?
Sure. I don't think it's going to be a
But we can't! Movie, but... Bum bum bum! Because guess what we're going to go see Saturday?
Oh!
The Dragon Ball Z movie. We're fucking nerds. We love it.
And we can't see it at the Bellagio. It sucks.
What? Aw.
I know. I went to a movie. I can't remember. Oh, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. And it wasn't at the Bellagio. Oh. It was at that theater where the guy got shot.
Cobb Theater.
Yeah, the Cobb Theater where the guy got shot.
Where the guy got shot.
And it was actually the same theater that he got shot in, which I didn't know till.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, totally spoiled by the Bellagio. I was uncomfortable the whole time. It was just a very...
I'm afraid to go to normal movie theaters now.
It was just not an enjoyable experience. I would have much rather paid to go to the other place. And it was $12 at, what's it called? At the Cobb Theater, and it's $12 at the Bellagio. I'd so much rather go to the Bellagio for $12.
Yeah, you get recliners, movie service, you get a fucking waiter who comes in and...
Although it was funny, I had popcorn for the first time in like forever, because at the Bellagio we ordered food, and it was like, well, I'm kind of hungry.
If you have... Oh, popcorn. No, I guess a Bellagio cinema is like a one-of-a-kind thing.
Yeah, they're not a franchise or anything. They're the only one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's other things.
There's
like
a Cinebistro. Cinebistro is a franchise.
Yeah, but that's 21 and up only, and honestly, not as nice.
Really? I figured Cinebistro would be better.
No, the chairs aren't as comfortable because they're not recliners. They're like Lazy Boys, but not recliners, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And the food was like okay, and it was like way more expensive.
Bellagio's
got good food, and I mean, the food is pretty expensive, but...
No, it's pretty fucking reasonable.
I mean, it's fairly priced.
Yeah, you could get, what is it, a chicken parmesan meal that you
get. Which was like 14 bucks, but it was an appropriately sized meal, and it was good.
Yeah, it's bigger than what you get at Olive Garden, and that's 14 bucks.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I've never actually finished a meal at the Bellagio. Just because it's that big. So
I always get the calamari, and I always finish it. That shit's amazing.
Yeah, I did finish the calamari, but that's like an appetizer. That's not a meal.
Who cares? It's still fucking good.
It is fucking good. Although it was funny, because last time I went, I really wanted to order a pizza, and I, for whatever reason, we like a different bartender came up and asked us what we wanted, and it kind of just caught me off guard. I was like, yeah, I'll have the calamari. And then I get back in the movie theater, and I'm like, why the fuck did I order calamari? I wanted pizza. So I don't know how that happened, but...
Hey, at least they give you marinara sauce to dip it in.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, they were good, but I was just like in the mood for pizza and ended up with squid instead.
So... I get food from Psy tonight, but I'm still hungry.
You got food from Psy, or you're going to?
Going to, because I got to pick him up from work.
Oh.
But we should probably get food after the podcast.
Oh, food? I just
Are you
ate.
Down?
Oh,
I just ate. You ate.
Yeah, the problem is I can't like eat anything because my teeth.
All right.
Like,
fuck.
I eat fish sticks, and like fish sticks are like really soft and chewable. Fucking impossible.
Still? That's bad.
Well, I had it done yesterday.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that's going to go away within the next 2 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And it'll probably be, by the end of this week, it'll probably be fine.
We got important human shit to do.
Yeah, you know, cruise ships, you got to...
You got to be 100%.
Yeah, I'm upset. I missed the gym. Tuesday, because I signed up for that free membership,
mm-hmm.
and I was feeling lazy and didn't want to go to the new gym that we just went to.
Yeah.
And I kind of skipped that day. Then I remembered. I was like, oh, I'll just go tomorrow. And then the next day, I was like, fuck, I'm getting a root canal today, and I can't go to the gym for, like, the next week.
So you signed up for Anytime Fitness for the
yes.
week?
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, the free trial thing, they just handed me a business card, and it had the times written on it. So it's not like it was, like, a real official deal. We could easily go back in wearing different clothes and be like, hey, I'm here to sign up for a free trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So we'll see.
So are you able to go on Sundays when there's no staff?
No. Okay. You have to go during staff hours for the trial. After that, though, yeah. You're fine. So I figure we'll probably go Saturday at some point, assuming how my teeth are. I'm sure they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to not get my blood pressure too elevated. And I am, like, really soon going to need to get my wisdom teeth out, too.
You did not sound too wheeze right there.
Because I was looking at the x-rays they were showing me to, like, confirm they properly filled the root canal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my wisdom tooth is, like, pushing right up against my back molar. And it's like, hey, what's going on? Knock, knock. Who's there? Hello. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably couldn't even fit a piece of paper between my wisdom tooth and my molar. And it's growing in fucking sideways. So it's, like, just pushing my mouth that way.
Nah, that sounds painful.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fucking terrible.
My back bottom wisdom teeth grew in at kind of an angle. And
I'm at like a full 90 degrees.
Yeah, no, mine was just a little bit angled, but it put so much pressure on the tooth as it was growing in that it split in half. So I have a tooth split in half in the back of my mouth.
Yeah.
And
I'm concerned mine's going to do that or something like catastrophic, because knowing my mouth, it's going to explode.
All your teeth will explode.
Yeah, it's going to explode in a fiery explosion of explosion-y teeth.
Happens.
So
I've seen it happen before.
On the topic of explosion-y, fiery, explosively explosive teeth, do we want to call it a podcast, sir?
Sure.
All right. Good work, sir.
Good work. It's been a great podcast.
Podcast 32, that celebrates 32 divided by 4 is 8 months of podcasting.
And Ben's birthday.
And Ben's birthday.
Which was Monday.
Right.
Happy birthday to Ben!
Which, since we started like the first week of January, we could totally just figure out how many months we've been doing podcasts based on what month of the year it is.
Right.
Because this would be the first podcast in August, and guess what month August is?
8.
And we've been doing a podcast for 8 months.
Woo!
That doesn't seem right.
No, we've been doing a podcast for 8 months. I think we started in December, though, didn't we?
No, we started after New Year's.
Oh.
I think. Did we? I don't know. Doesn't fucking matter. Not that important.
No.
Because we couldn't have done 8 months of podcast if this is the start of the 8th month. So we would have had to start in December. But I don't think we did.
Tune in next week when we figure out time.
Yeah, when Ben and Joey do time math. Dun, dun, dun!
Later, guys.
I was totally going to end on the sound effect.